Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jay.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I was falsely accused of a serious violation of student code of conduct in undergrad. Due to the nature of the accusation, the school was required to investigate the claim and found that there was zero evidence, and I provided substantial evidence that I was not even on campus when the alleged event occurred. Finally, the other person admitted that she made the complaint so that I would get removed from the sports team we were on together. All of this culminated in a hearing and subsequent dismissal of any potential sanctions. At no time was I disciplined in any way during or after. Looking forward to the applications, I wanted to know if you believe I must disclose based on the wording of the character and fitness questions, as they are all so different. I collected what I found to be a representative sample of the question phrasing. Particularly, I would love your read on the term disciplinary action. My research has found the definition to only include punitive measures taken by the school and not situations where I was merely accused or investigated. Especially since Yale's question lists action and proceedings separately. So it seems like by Yale's definition, what Jay is saying is there were proceedings.
But the actions but take place no after the proceeding.
Action.
Yeah.
Action is going to be like negative action against me. Mm-hmm. Action means more like sanction, according to Jay's reading.
Yeah.
We should give a little disclaimer here, Ben. None of this is legal advice. We don't know. These are probably legal questions that you're answering at some point. And if you are not sure what you need to disclose and what you shouldn't disclose, you might want to talk to people who know more about this than we do. But we can give our gut reaction to these questions.
Sure.
ASU.
Yeah.
Have you been subject to an investigation, sanction, or discipline by any academic institution for any reason?
I mean, what? That sounds like you were. So.
So you have to disclose.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Okay. And that's what it looks like Jay says, disclose.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it.
All right. Good. Okay. Columbia. Have you ever been on academic probation or subjected to disciplinary action for scholastic or other reasons by any college, university, graduate school, or professional school you have attended? This should include matters that have been expunged.
Jay says don't disclose, and I actually agree. That's what it sounds like.
It seems like Jay's case would be, I read the term action to mean sanction.
Yeah, because is an investigation a disciplinary action? It doesn't sound like it. It just sounds like an investigation. That's my gut reaction. Academic probation? No. Subject to disciplinary action? Like you were punished? No.
Well, and Columbia's not asking about an investigation.
Yeah, not asking about an investigation.
So Jay's reading is don't disclose. Yeah, yep. I can see that argument.
Yeah.
Harvard, at any educational institution, have you ever been found responsible for behavioral misconduct that resulted in anything more than a verbal reprimand, or are any charges pending?
Found responsible to me negates this. I would say no.
Yeah, that seems like a don't disclose. Michigan, have you ever been subject to disciplinary action for academic or other reasons in any of the colleges, universities, graduate or professional schools you have attended? Or are such charges pending or expected to be brought against you?
That last clause makes it sound like, hey, something might be coming, but his investigation has been closed. So no to that. And again, no to disciplinary action.
Yeah, I agree. Don't disclose. Stanford, have you ever at any college or university been in other than good standing because of academic deficiencies, been sanctioned for misconduct, or been the subject of disciplinary proceedings?
Yes. That last part, I would say yes. I would say no to the first two things.
Okay. For the schools that he's going to disclose, what do you think he would say? What do you say to Stanford?
Yeah, that's interesting because they're asking, were you the subject of disciplinary proceedings? Yes, I was. And I was found that no, what did he say? No action was taken, or they found.
There was zero. The school found that there was zero evidence. I might say that that's a pretty good line. I provided substantial evidence that I was not even on campus when the alleged event occurred.
I'm wondering if you even need to get into that.
Yeah.
I wonder if you just say yes.
I guess they can ask you. Yes, I was investigated. No, I was not sanctioned. No, I was never in anything other than good academic standing.
Everything was totally dismissed.
Everything and was then totally
if they
dismissed.
If they want to come and okay, yeah. Well, tell us more about that. You could tell yep. them, but like yep. it's like, hey, yeah, I'm disclosing that I was, but it was pointless.
Okay, here's another one. Have you ever been subject of disciplinary proceedings or been censured for misconduct, warned, placed on probation, dropped, disqualified, expelled, withdrawn, or advised to withdraw? Been suspended for academic or non-academic or any other reason by any educational institution you have attended or place of employment? My God, who wrote that? Come on, Syracuse.
That's some attorney.
A terrible question.
Yeah. So I don't think yes to anything that comes after the or. But the first part, have you ever been the subject of disciplinary proceedings? Yes. And it would be the same thing as Stanford. Yes. And nothing came of it. Next.
Yep. Yale, at any college or university, have you ever been suspended, expelled, or required to withdraw, or been the subject of any other disciplinary action or proceeding for misconduct or deficient scholarship, or are there any charges pending against you?
Sounds like, yeah, subject of a proceeding.
Yeah, unless you can read proceeding to mean like process after, like that there was action after, but that seems like a pretty stretched reading. I mean, this guy was accused and investigated and everything was dismissed, so he was the subject of a proceeding.
I love that. I love saying that. Yes, I was accused, investigated, and completely exonerated or something.
Yes.
Period. I love just how short it is, right? It's like,
yeah,
these things happen, shit happens, and nothing came of it.
Well, they must not, like, they live in a world where they believe in having a trial, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that you've been on trial shouldn't mean anything.
Yeah. Of course, we say all this. This is our gut reaction. Maybe call the state bar and see what they say about these things.
Well, for all the ones where you're not going to disclose, you know, yeah. You might want to ask. You might want to ask. But it seems like some of the schools are intentionally asking you the question. And maybe these other schools should. Maybe yeah. It's that the schools don't like have their shit together enough to like if it's the people in the admissions department. So I'm sorry, but they're not. I won't say that. They just like, you know what it actually seems? It seems like they need a uniform question that they should just all get their heads together and say, okay, what question do we really want to ask people?
Yeah. About? And then learn from their mistakes. Although I could see some schools saying, yeah, do we want to hear about everything that someone has been subjected to? No, if nothing came of it, I don't want to hear about it. It's just distraction.
Right. I mean, because how many of these, like all the places where Jay is going to have to disclose, all it is a big waste of time, presumably, because he's going to say, yes, I was subject to an investigation, or I was subject to proceedings.
Yeah.
But there was no evidence against me and everything was completely dismissed.
Yeah. They want to become judge and jury then at that point, like, oh, well, yeah, but someone accused you. So even though you were exonerated, right. right. I'm going to hold that against you. Right. I mean,
exactly.
That's how our world works, unfortunately. But is that what law schools want to invite themselves to do? Right? Hopefully not.
Thanks, Jay. Just a reminder that none of this is legal advice in any way.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems unfortunate. It seems like, you know, based on the evidence that we have here, you were accused. There really was no evidence. Matter of fact, you weren't even there. And the accuser admitted that she made the complaint. So, like, would you include all that, Ben?
No,
maybe not, huh?
No, because it just makes it sound like a drama. Opera. Yeah, right. It's also like, well, okay, why did this person want you off the team? It just raises other questions, right? Like, maybe you weren't guilty of anything there.
No, you're just a dick.
And you're an asshole. Yeah.
I had an asshole on my intramural softball team, and I know exactly what your accuser was thinking when she did this. Okay. So I think you want to leave all that stuff out. You want to just be really short and factual. Emphasize the fact that you were investigated, but there was no evidence. Everything was totally dismissed.
Yeah.
And that's really it. And then, these schools, they might want to think about rewording their question so that they don't like require people like Jay to disclose all of these things when they don't really matter. It could also vary state by state, or like maybe different character and fitness questions are actually at, I mean, we've got 50 different bars, right? So,
maybe they're modeling their bar, their state's bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what's really going on here, but sounds like Jay's thinking about it thoughtfully. So good job, Jay.
Yep. Email daily at lsidedemon.com. If you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news, thanks for listening.